Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Wednesday the 16th of July. The general synopsis at 1800, low Northern England 1004, losing its identity. High Biscay 1025, expected just west of Trafalgar 1023 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at Cirra, south at Cirra, northwesterly 3 to 5, showers, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, east backing northwest later, 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, cyclonic becoming northwest later, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, southwest 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain and fog patches, except in Dover, moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in Dover. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, but northeasterly 4 or 5 later in south. Fair, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 in far southeast and later in far northwest. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 later. Rain, fog patches later in Rockall, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in Rockall. Hebrides, Bailey, variable becoming southeast later 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4. Showers, fog banks, poor or very poor, occasionally moderate or good. And the weather reports from coastal stations 42300, Tyree Automatic, northwest by north 3, 9 miles, 1011, rising. Stornoway, northwest 2, 16 miles, 1010, rising. Lerwick, east by south 1, 14 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast 2, 8 miles, 1012, rising. Aberdeen, northeast by east 2, 6 miles, 1011, rising. Lucas, northeast 3, rain, 8 miles, 1009, rising. Boomer, north, northeast 1, 5 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1008, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 7, 5 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 6, 2 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 6, 1015, rising slowly. Jersey, west by south 5, recent precipitation, 4 miles, 1019, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1017. Scilly automatic, west by south 4, mist 4 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west 4, 6 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Aberporth, west-southwest 5, 8 miles, 1013, rising. Valley, west-northwest 4, 11 miles, 1011, rising. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 6, 9 miles, 1009, rising. Valencia, south-southeast 1, 9 miles, 1015, now falling. Ronald's Way, west by north 4, 16 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Malinhead, west-northwest 4, 14 miles, 1012, rising. Macrahanish Automatic, west-northwest 2, 13 miles, 1010, rising. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday. The general situation, low pressure centred over northern England, will continue to move eastwards, clearing to the east on Wednesday. Strong winds will continue to affect southern and western coasts at first. A frontal system will then bring rain or drizzle to western coasts on Wednesday and Thursday, with poor visibility and fog patches, mainly fair conditions elsewhere. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, east becoming variable 2 to 4. Fog patches in far north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in far north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northeast becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first in north, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, occasional rain or drizzle later. Good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Showers, then rain or drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, northwest 4 or 5, backing south or southeast 2 or 3 later. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northwest becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Well, about to get underway on BBC Radio 4 Extra is another mystery for Truman and Riley called Vanished. And I mention it because Radio 4 is about to vanish for a few hours. We join the World Service in a moment for Business Matters. Tonight, looking at reaction to new threats of tariffs by Donald Trump. We return at 5 in the morning when Jane Steele will be back in this chair to introduce a fresh day of programmes, including at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning the new series of Sideways called Chasing Peace, the first episode discussing whether humans are wired for war. Just one of Wednesday's highlights. Until then, this is Richard Evans on behalf of all of us here at BBC Radio 4 and everyone working through the night at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star, good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in China and the United States as the US looks like they've signed a trade deal with Indonesia. We'll get the latest from our correspondent. And the French Prime Minister, well, he says it's time for the country to tackle its debt problems.
We always talk about over-indebtedness and how countries can go under when this happens. Well, it's getting nearer the stage where that's going to happen.
But is cutting the number of public holidays the answer? And why does it matter if the world's most valuable company, the chip maker Nvidia, can sell a certain type of chip to China again?
It'd be a big deal because if China can get access to these chips at the scale it wants, hundreds of thousands, it would provide a real boost to China's AI ecosystem.
That's Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. An Afghan man who worked alongside British forces fighting the Taliban has told the BBC he feels deceived by the British government following an accidental data leak revealing his personal details. He is among almost 20,000 Afghans whose names and other details, including their locations, were leaked in a major data breach 3 years ago. They had applied to move to Britain after the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan. The man is now worried the Taliban could identify and find him. Speaking in Parliament, the Defence Minister John Healey apologised to those affected.
This serious data incident should never have happened. It may have occurred 3 years ago under the previous government, but to all those whose information was compromised, I offer a sincere apology today on behalf of the British government.
Donald Trump has said Ukraine should not attack Moscow after a newspaper said he'd discussed the possibility during a phone call with President Zelensky. More details from our North America correspondent, Peter Bowes.
Donald Trump, according to the Financial Times, privately encouraged Ukraine to step up its strikes on Russia deep inside the country. The US president is said to have asked Volodymyr Zelensky whether he could hit Moscow if the US provided long-range weapons. The newspaper, citing two people familiar with the conversation, said Mr. Trump spoke to his Ukrainian counterpart on the 4th of July, a day after a call with President Putin. But speaking outside the White House, the US president dismissed the idea, saying he had no plans to give Ukraine long-range missiles.
President Trump's former national security adviser, Mike Waltz, has denied that any classified information was shared when he inadvertently added a journalist to a group chat in which American officials discussed attacks on Yemen. Mr. Waltz was speaking at a Senate confirmation hearing to be US ambassador to the United Nations. Our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman was listening.
Democrats on the Senate Foreign